Okay. Reishi mushroom. What can I say about reishi mushroom? Reishi mushroom is a very, very important topic. I'm so excited, so focused, so determined to help so many people, the people that really want to understand and really want to get to know this herb, this mushroom, this medicinal mushroom, this tonic herb that has been around for thousands of years. It's so beneficial. It is so amazing on what it can do and what it can promote. I mean, as far as the beta-glucans, the tryptophans, the polysaccharides, these small chain sugars, all the components that if you do your research, get to understand and get familiar with, does wonders. I mean, on a spiritual level, on a mental level, on a physical level. It's hard to talk about reishi mushroom because it sounds like a lot of hype. A lot of people can think, you know what, that sounds too good to be true. And yeah, you're right. You know, it is very hard to explain about an herb that sounds like it's too good to be true, because it sounds like it's too good to be true. So, I mean, this herb helps counteract stress on all levels in human existence. Anything that you're dealing with, take it, try the herb, purchase it, buy it, take a small amount, work your way up. I guarantee you, it'll help counteract any stress you're dealing with on any level. It's helped me so many times in my life, so many ways. I mean, just on an immune level, if you have a sickness, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have an issue with temperature, if you have a blood issue, if you have cancer, if you have asthma, if you have fibromyalgia, it can counteract that. It can actually heal. It can heal you of that condition. Once doing the research and getting familiar with it, the mycelium, that small dust on the mushroom, on the fruit and body, if you Google pictures and images of reishi mushroom, R-E-I-S-H-I, mushroom, you can see the image. You can see the history behind this herb. As far as in China and Japan, and places in Russia, they've been using this herb for so long. And it's time in 2012 that this herb is marketed, that this herb is more talked about and more accepted in our American culture. We have been very close-minded to how holistic healing can help. And back in the day, and years ago, it wasn't holistic healing. It was only method, depending on what country you're from, of healing. There was no hospital. You know, there was no white rooms with white clothing and white robing. And hey, you take this pill, you take this prescription, and try to get better. It was, how about we heal and get stronger and build eternal energy and inner power and chi and these treasures before you even get to the level of your physical deterioration. Reishi mushroom helps promote that. It helps build a cycle of health. How is it different from other herbs? Well, this herb has been called in Chinese tonic herbalism, the Shen herb, the Shen opener, because it helps you to take a look within in your heart. The more you take this herb, it sends you into a detox. It cleanses you on such a bright level, such a very keen level, that you start to feel more radiance. You start feeling more abundance as far as energetically, you know, less inflammation, less stiffness. If you have pain, it can help with that, because pain is caused by tightness and inflammation and a stagnation. It helps loosen up your joints, the tissues. Really, when you take it and it enters your digestive system, it starts helping your cells immediately to soften the hardness of your cells. Now, these are benefits that you may or may not be aware of. You may or may not be keen of as far as how it helps you, but it definitely helps you to tune into your body, to tune into your nervous system. It helps focus, helps enlighten. Now, it's very hard to talk about reishi mushroom to a person that has not taken it, that has not experienced how it helps. That's why I recommend people go out, try with maybe a New Chapter reishi, or go to Chinatown, get a reishi through through a box form, or any way you could take it, either high quality, low quality, at least taking that step and taking that action to really intake the substance, very beneficial. Awesome. Take it every day. You can take it in tincture form, tea form, capsule form. You're doing the research, you can get it from Longevity Warehouse. They have tons of herbs. One of them is reishi. And I recommend it to a lot of people. It can really help on improve your meditation. If you don't meditate, it can help you be more aware and more in tune and enlightened, enhanced perception, depth. From a scientific standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, a physical standpoint, as far as helping the liver, the heart, helps to aid circulation, to lose weight. A lot of those conditions a lot of people are facing, as far as weight, stress, focus, energy, you know. But it's a chi herb, but it helps to open our shen. Our shen is our spirit, to help radiate and uplift our spirit. And I recommend anyone do research on it. I mean, reishi mushroom, I can go on and talk about it for hours and days at a time. But the testimonies and the people that have taken it has experienced major shifts, paradigm shifts. I mean, you literally increase your consciousness. If you're a cigarette smoker and you're smoking cigarettes and you're like nonchalant about it and you don't see how it's affecting your health, when you take reishi mushroom, you start to realize how things add up. You start to realize how it affects you on different levels. Yeah, you may not even feel like wanting to smoke that cigarette again, because you just feel so good, because it helps to counteract stress, help calm the nervous system down, help calm the anxiousness and shivers, and can help with Parkinson's, all these different things. One of the reasons why is because it helps us on a shin level, on a spiritual level. The more conscious we get of the actions that we take, the more we are in tune with how it affects us. Sometimes we think we know, but we really don't know, because everything adds up. We start to become in tune with that. Because if we really want to achieve where we're headed, when we really want to overcome allergies and sicknesses and all these different things, then we really can benefit from this herb. We really can. And the more we start taking these things, the more we start getting familiar with the products, the more we start to understand how it helps. I mean, kids can take this. I mean, older, from the young to the old, from the healthy to the non-healthy. It's so beneficial. I mean, it helps us to realize that mind-body connection, that the mind and the body are one. What affects the body affects the mind. What affects our mind affects our body. When we start to realize this more and more to a higher degree, because I'm always talking about degrees and ratios with everybody I know and with all my clients, degrees and ratios. We may know something and understand something to a certain degree, but that doesn't mean we understand the totality of it. This herb, reishi mushroom, I'm going to be making a lot of podcasts and a lot of videos about, because it's a very important herb, especially for this day and age. It's very beneficial. It can help with any disease or any condition that anyone's facing, to center us, to help build that defense shield, that stress defense shield that David Wolf is always talking about. That stress defense shield is very crucial. If you're very sensitive to energy, sensitive to other people's emotions, this can help you deal with that, because it helps put up a force field, because it helps our nervous system to not react to a lot of the stresses in our society. When we step outside and we pass chemical factories, there's all kind of noise, or we go to concerts or shows, you know, there's a mass amount of people, we get affected. We can get affected by that, and people are affected by that more, and some less. Because it depends on your stress defense shield. Reishi helps build Wei Qi. Wei Qi is built within the lungs. When our lungs are strong, Our lungs is radiant, our breath is strong, we're less affected by different things. It can be hard to understand, but once we get familiar with it, and I'm speaking from experience, research, and from where I studied at the Institute, that all the different aspects and parts of the body is connected. The liver, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, all these affect our emotions. All this affects the state of our mind. Once we start to understand how the herbs have an effect on our body, we have more an appreciation because of the level of understanding, and we build more of a self-worth to how something like reishi mushroom can benefit. And other cultures have caught on to this, because in America we have been very locked in to certain paradigms that we have, certain beliefs that we have. Until we do the homework, until we do the research, until we get familiar with what actually helps, that's when we start developing a more of appreciation for something. Now, as far as safety concerns, very safe. You know, it's the mushrooms that are placed on pizzas, the mushrooms that are very toxic, that should be a level of concern. Now, the medical mushrooms, the cordyceps, shiitake, maitake, reishi mushroom, these mushrooms are medical mushrooms. They're medicinal tonic herbs that you can take every day, all day, no side effects. That's unheard of in the American Western world. We're so used to side effects. If any side effects, are positive side effects. Now, prescription drugs help you in a placebo way. Prescription drugs can help you numb the pain, but once you get in tune, counteract, cleanse, and open up the inflammation, then we start to prevent, we start to cure, we start to boost our immune system, we start to move ourselves, pick up our energy, feel more radiant. And when we feel more radiant, we feel more alive, that's when we have more gym, we have more energy to do more, we have more inspiring thoughts, creative thoughts, we have more intuition, we're in tune with our intuition, we're in tune with our own heart, because our heart has a lot of nerve endings, it has a lot of nerves. We pick up, we feel a lot with our heart, we feel a lot with our liver, and we feel a lot with our brain. And understanding the central nervous system is very beneficial to even someone that is very in tune mentally. If you do a lot of computer work, you can really benefit from reishi, because reishi can help bring you more into the now. When you're more into the now, when we all are, we feel more at peace. That's when we call it the zone. When a basketball player, when an NFL player, or someone's in their zone, when you're plugged in, you're in more of the now. Kids are more in the now. When you're more in the now, it promotes more creativity, promotes more awareness, more laughter, more abundance, more happiness, more of that inner knowing, that inner security. Because reishi helps with the stress defense shield, it's because it brings you more into the now. It brings you more into the now because it helps counteract aging. And what is it that counteracts aging? Is the slowing down of the aging process. It helps protect and nourish our cells, helps boost our immune system. When our immune system is more built, our stress defense shield is more stronger. When our stress defense shield is more stronger, our nervous system doesn't have to overwork. We don't feel as anxious. We are actually more in tune. We can sit back and go, I feel more better. I feel more relaxed. You know, some people have a cup of coffee for a certain reason. Some people want a slice of cake for sugar for a certain reason. Sugar, the processed sugar, breaks focus, breaks more concentration. A lot of us know that. We're under sugar because we don't want to focus on certain things. We're under coffee because we want a boost of adrenal energy. But to actually heal and get this naturally, not breaking ourselves down, not breaking our physical down, not creating a more scattered mind, more scattered thoughts, but being more at ease, focused, feeling good, rejuvenated, and energizing, that's the key. That's the key in the long run. That's longevity. Reishi helps promote longevity on a very key level. Helps the head energy, helps the pituitary gland, helps just radiate the whole body. Along with other herbs, reishi is a very important herb. It's a master key. It's an herb that everybody wants to be on. Everyone should try. Everyone. It's that beneficial. And more and more people are catching on. I'm telling more people. There are other health enthusiasts out there. And I myself am very aware of the benefits of it. I've been working with this herb for years. The look of it. The radiance of it. The colors of it. I mean, when you look at the mushroom, when you look at the fruit and body, you can turn it and rotate it in different ways. It can look like an ear, a heart, a lung, a kidney. It's incredible. I mean, it's mad. The spread of the mycelium, of the spores that come down and build these mushrooms in a very quick, rapid way. I mean, even if you do the research, mushrooms are actually helping counteract radiation. It's helping counteract chemical spills. I mean, Paul Statman, which a lot of times they call him the Mushroom King, has been doing so much reishi studies and mushroom studies. It's incredible. It's fascinating. You can grow your own reishi in your backyard like a plant. You can grow it quick, easy. You can put it in all kind of things. Once we visualize, once we see how it can work for us, try it. Step into it slow. I mean, if we put mushrooms on pizza, really, why not put mushrooms in a smoothie or an elixir, something that can help benefit you, along with your fruits, vegetables, greens, or whatever you may be doing. And even for the health, even for athletes, it can help you protect the kidneys. Keep those adrenals going without the caffeine. I mean, it's incredible. Incredible. Ganoderma lucidum. That's what its scientific name. Lingzhu is this pinyin Chinese name, but reishi mushroom is what I call it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm Armando Nevels, creator and founder, CEO of Life Longevity. And I'm very happy and very proud to have done this podcast, and I will do many more and many more videos talking about reishi mushroom, because reishi mushroom is fascinating. It really is. You can laugh about it, joke about it, have fun, as long as you take it, as long as you start to understand it, go within and really take a look, and not write it off. as silly as it sounds, and as hyped as it may sound and come off to be, it truly is beneficial, and it'll be like that from the start of where it came from, and when it spawned on this earth, to the end of days. Okay, thank you.
In your body, you can go through some stress and you won't dip down and get acidic because your body just pulls from the bank account of minerals. And minerals work with the adrenal medulla. They work with Jing herbs. That's why Ron Teagarden puts Great Salt Lake Minerals in healer's tea. And when I worked for him, he literally put the healer's tea pouch on this science lab box, and he had a light bulb with two electrodes, and he punched them into the bag, and they're not touching each other, but they just go into the water, and the light bulb turns on. There's literally enough electrical current happening with dendrobium, a Jing herb, plus trace minerals to light a light bulb. It's electrolytes are part of your Jing. They're important, but it's also like a probiotic in the blood when you think about pleomorphism and how it works with the most primitive bacteria that are supposed to be in our healthy environment. So Quintessence is, I had to take the top mineral product and make it part of this program and get it up in the top 10.
And Truth, the next one that you're going to talk about, I know, is one of your favorite, absolute favorite superfoods, super herbs of all time. According to Chinese medicine, this ranks up there as number one in the Chinese medicinal mushroom system. And I know this is something that's really sort of like the bread and butter of tonic herbalism, and also the type of smoothie thing that we're looking at for building our health, which is, you know, some reishi, some cacao, and then we start to add on the different herbs like astragalus and other things. But this is sort of the backbone, reishi. This is the Shen herb, but recently you just kind of blew my mind and telling me that actually it builds all three treasures, and it does so in a very systematic, step-by-step approach.
You know, when you first get into tonic herbalisms and you read the three treasures, you may read about Shen, but it sounds just like philosophy. And you don't think there's no practical way to actually start experiencing a more spiritual experience just from an herb, because you just think of it as like a food or a supplement, you know? especially for Western people that think of herbs as just rosemary in the garden and I throw it on my salad. Well, the Shen herbs are quite amazing, but reishi is in a league of its own, just like ant stands all by itself. True fruiting body reishi mushroom extract, especially powder or capsules, not the alcohol liquid tinctures or even the wild reishis, because they're connoisseur extracts and they're great collector's items. And some people are sensitive and they feel certain things. Like, for most people to really feel reishi as a Shen herb, okay, you've got to get that like dogwood reishi capsules from Dragon Herbs, or even better and easier, which is what I love what Jing Herbs is doing, is taking a high quality Shen reishi powder extract and putting it in a bag. So you can open up and take a half teaspoon or like a full dose, like a teaspoon. And you can stir it in a warm tea or water, and you can drink that on empty and just sit. And do it when you can reflect and be in a more intimate, introverted space, a private space, to see what happens. Okay, reishi is different for everybody. It took me a long time to discover reishi, and when I did, I could not believe that I had lived for 31 years and no one had told me that this substance exists on the planet. I could not believe it. And my lower self just went down. My higher self just went up. And I just went into the Tao. And I just wanted to sit in nature. And I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to do anything. I was just in a being state. My brainwave state slowed down. It was impossible to stress. In fact, on the high dose of reishi, I was somewhat sedated a lot of the day for about 3 months straight. And that's because reishi is so intelligent and can sense it's going into a body who has depleted jing. And it will knock you down. It will not let you stress to leak an ounce of jing. And reishi slowly, during that calm 3 months, is why you feel almost comatose, like you're doing neurofeedback and you're just all right brain quieting stuff and no activation and you're so mellow but you're not depressed. You see, if you do, some people do things that are so mellow, it makes them depressed and they don't feel active or engaged in life and they don't like it. But reishi will calm you and it will make you grow on a soul level spiritually and see life in a new way. And if you're interested in that, you'll want to stay on the reishi. If you're not interested in that, you might say, okay, it is making me a little too calm right now and I'm not interested in being that calm, so you might slow down. Or if you're willing to allow that calm period to be patient for until it wears off in a few weeks or a few months or depends how depleted you are, eventually reishi changes and it starts to build chi later on. And it's not too calm. You'll be calm, clear, and centered and present, but you'll have chi and energy. If you still have crutches or vices in your life that you're trying to overcome, you don't fight them. I have to quit this thing. Oh. You still may do it, but you see what it really is. And then you experience the total soul level of what that thing is. And then you go, wow, I know what that is now. You know what? I don't need it anymore. I can just let it go. I don't need to force myself to quit this thing I've been trying to quit for years. That's what happens when people take reishi. It's amazing. And there is no other herb or spiritual substance I know that can work like this. And reishi senses your deficiencies. Everyone is different and reishi will do different things. Some people just notice they're slightly calm and they don't notice their spiritual changes in their life until months later. And they kind of check in and say, you know what? I have changed. Not only that, it can detoxify your body of heavy metals and it modulates your immune system. It lowers allergy, protects you from like hypertension. It opens the chest area. It nourishes the meridian for the heart, liver, lung, kidneys. It's a Shen herb and a Qi tonic and a Jing tonic, and it protects you. It helps your immune system in a double direction way that's so good for people today. But the initial spiritual change that happens when people start a good reishi product like this can change people's life. It's like a therapist. And that's why you're never going to know that reishi is that good unless you get a reishi powder of like this quality and you start taking a half teaspoon to a teaspoon a day, 1 to 3 times in a warm tea and sit down and drink it. And Jing Herbs has brought a very high quality Shen reishi to the market, very easily accessible in a powder, an extract. And it's a bitter herb to take straight like that. There are ways to dress it up and make it taste good. But if you're really serious about reishi, maybe you don't even do that. Just take it straight. So reishi had to be in the top 10 because it's a life changer.